As an editor at the far-right website Breitbart, Milo Yiannopoulos declared war on political correctness. But today he learned there are limits to free expression. Jim Axelrod reports he lost a book deal, a speaking engagement, and resigned from Breitbart.
It was the first and last time Milo Yiannopoulos promised that he would ever apologize for something he said.
I regret the things that I said. I don't think I've been as sorry about anything my whole life.
The 32-year-old Brit has amassed quite the resume as a provocateur. Articles suggesting if you're obese, you should hate yourself. Feminism is cancer sweatshirts sold on his webpage. Banned from Twitter for hateful attacks against comedian Leslie Jones. While that was enough to spark protests that shut down his speech at UC Berkeley this month.
Shut it down! Shut it down!
And to elicit a rather plain-spoken response from comedian Larry Wilmore after Yiannopoulos called him stupid on TV.
You can go f*** yourself, all right?
It wasn't until yesterday when this old podcast surfaced.
You're misunderstanding what pedophilia means.
With the openly gay Yiannopoulos arguing sexual relationships between 13-year-old boys and men in their 20s could be consensual.
Some of those relationships between younger boys and older men, the sort of coming-of-age relationships, the relationships in which those older men help those young boys to discover who they are.
That Milo Yiannopoulos had ever seen a line he couldn't cross. Swiftly, the Conservative Political Action Conference rescinded its invitation for him to speak about free speech, and CBS owned Simon & Schuster canceled his autobiography and the reported $250,000 advance.
This last 48 hours has been a horrible and humiliating and degrading experience for me. But I'm going to be around for 30 years. Many of the people who are organizing everything they possibly can to take me down will not be.
Yiannopoulos was defiant today from start to finish, promising to find another publisher for his book and to continue his controversial tour of college campuses.
Giving in, but not quite. All right. Still ahead. Thanks, Jim Axelrod. Still ahead, a bull on the run.